You have a dark side to you.
I do have a dark side. That,
but it's, you know, it's almost more sad. It's not like a dark, evil side,
right.
But you do have a lot of sadness in you. And have you, does the songwriting help that, or does the sadness help the songwriting?
I think the sadness helps the songwriting.
But it never relieves the sadness?
It does for a while until the next sadness comes along. If you're a writer, you know, you're always looking for that. You're always looking for the circumstance that's going to inspire you, whether it's from sadness or not sadness, to write something, to write one line that inspires you, and from there go on into a whole story about it. I know it seems like that there's a lot of sadness in my songs, and you know, I'm not really a sad person.
No, you're not.
You know, I don't think I am. And so I don't know really where that comes from. That's why, so, you know, as crazy as it may sound, sometimes I think some of these songs truly just come through me from somebody else or from some other spirit channeler or something, as crazy sounding as that, because they're so quick and I'm just scribbling faster than I can write, you know. I have always vowed to never work to write a song. Do you know what I mean? If I write a couple of lines to a song that are really good and I can't get any further with it, I just quit and walk away. I don't sit and make myself write. I hear people all the time say, I've set up a writing appointment. I'm going to go over and write with this person. We're going to write, you know, for 3 hours this afternoon. And it's like, I'm going, are you insane? Because I cannot even understand that.